with one from Isaiah thrown in for good measure as well. We've looked at the Magnificat, which was Mary's song, and the first words in Latin is Magnificat, very cultured here at Saltersford. Yesterday we looked at the Benedictus, Blessed be the Lord. It was Zechariah's song. Next week, we're looking at, next Sunday, 10:30, if those of you don't come every Sunday, only once a year, welcome next Sunday, the Nunc Dimittis. What's that mean? Dismiss now, dismiss us, looking at Chris, he's a language scholar, yeah, something like that. Now dismiss your servant. And today, we're looking at this one verse, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. It's the angels' song. One verse, two halves. It's called in Latin, the Gloria. Glory to God in the first half. Glory to God in the highest. The angels are giving glory to God. They're praising him. They're giving him high renown. They're giving him honour for a worthy action. So what was that action? What are they giving him praise and glory for? You know, don't you? The reason for the season, the reason why the angels came to announce these things to the shepherds, the good news of great joy that is for all the people. Oh, is there a baby born, Jan?
No.
Oh. Disappointing. Never mind. I wonder if he knows he's part of the sermon today. This is Jan's brother all the way from the US of A. Excellent. Must be early there for him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He's not going to spoil this sermon, though. So the angels are giving glory to God for the gift of his son. And it was Gabriel. Oh, was it? I don't think it was, actually. It was an angel of the Lord who said, today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. All significant words. Today. Not you know, 1,000 years ago, not 1,000 years later, but that day, a moment in history, God stepped down into time. You know, it's incredible to think that he might do that. This is God's perfect timing. Paul was to write in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. When the set time had fully come, God gave his son, born of a woman. Today, God's perfect timing. For the shepherds, it was that day. For us, you know, it's 2017 AD, in the year of our Lord. Our history is recorded, hinges around this day, before Christ, in the year of our Lord. Today, in the town of David. Here's God's perfect plan coming together. The town of David was Bethlehem. There's a prophecy in the Old Testament in the book of Micah, chapter 5 and verse 2, which said that to you, Bethlehem, the smallest of towns, this Saviour would be born. See every Jewish person knew that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. The problem was, of course, that God's chosen couple, Mary and Joseph, lived in Nazareth. That was a good couple of hours up the M6. It was an arduous journey at the best of times. And Mary is like, you know, 8.5 months pregnant or thereabouts. There's no way that this plan is going to fit together. There's another prophecy in the Old Testament about a star appearing at this time. I mean, how can these things all tie together? But a Roman governor, the enemy, calls a census to count the people. So from Nazareth, they had to travel to Bethlehem to be counted at the time when the star appears, at the time when Mary is due to pop and the baby is born. See, it's God's perfect timing, God's perfect plan has all come together. And what does the angel say to you in the town of David, today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He doesn't say a child has been born to you. He doesn't say a son has been born to you. He doesn't say a baby has been born to you. At least not in this part. He says a saviour has been born to you. The clue is in the name, saviour. He saves. Saves who? Well, the good news is for all people. There's potential here for you all, for us all, to be saved. But saved from what? Saved from our sins. You see, the sins that we commit separate us from God. We become his enemies, if you like, rebels against him. We need to be saved from those sins, and we can't save ourselves. The best present you'll receive today is one that somebody has thought about. Somebody's looked at you and thought, I know what you need. And they get you what you need. Not what you don't need, but what you need. God has seen our greatest need, the need for our sins to be forgiven. And he's given his greatest gift, the gift of a saviour. Today, perfect timing. In the town of David, a perfect plan. A saviour has been born to you, the perfect gift. And he is Christ the Lord. Christ, the Greek word for Messiah, which is Hebrew. The Lord is a translation from the Old Testament, if you like, of God's name. This child is none other than the eternal Son of God, the Messiah, the one that's been waited for all these centuries, here and now, today, that day, born a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And that in itself is amazing. Here is someone who would grow into a man and therefore would know what it is to be human. He understands all the things that we go through. And then he's able to represent us as a human being as he takes his place, takes our place on the cross. So this is what the angels sang glory to God for. This is what they praised him for and blessed him for and gave him full honour and high renown for. The perfect timing of the perfect plan coming together of the perfect gift, a saviour born to us. And the second half of the song is pretty good too. On earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests. So he's not saying peace on earth. That's the sort of kind of thing that beauty contestants in beauty pageants wish for, isn't it? What would you like? Oh, peace on earth. Not that I watch beauty pageants or anything. Peace on earth will happen, of course, when Christ comes again. But the angel doesn't say that. On earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests. Those who have become subjects of his grace. Those who have come to know him and entered into a relationship with God, sins forgiven, know him as Father. Those who've been fingered by God. Those who've had their conscience prodded. Those who've had their faith button pushed. And then who've believed. Those who've acknowledged their sinfulness. The fact that they are enemies of God and helpless without his help. Those who've believed that God sent his Son, a Saviour, to take the blame for our sins. Those who've put their trust in him, those are the ones on whom his favour rests and who receive his peace. It's peace with God. We talked about this yesterday. It's peace with God. It's not just an absence of strife, it would appear, but the fullness of blessing. That's what these angels are promising. That's what's on offer for all of us. Do you know him? Do you know his fullness? See, the beauty of what we celebrate today is that Christ was born in Bethlehem. The beauty of what we can celebrate at any other day in the year is that Christ can be born in you. Born in your heart. That's your choice. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. Father, we thank you for this opportunity today to give you all the glory. Glory in the highest for what you've done in sending your Son, our Saviour, to be born in Bethlehem. And we thank you too, Lord, that for many of us we've known what it is for you to be born in our hearts. Lord, to find that favour resting upon us, to find that peace in our hearts that comes, to find that light, Lord, in our heart that chases away darkness, to find that joy that comes because you live within us. And we pray, Lord, for any who don't know you, that you might be pressing their faith button, Lord, and prodding their conscience to ask the question, do I know you? And help us, Lord, therefore, those of us who do know you, to be able to shine brightly, we pray, and to know that peace which you've placed upon us. For we ask it in your name. Amen.